and George Washington's wife. How do you do?
Stop
that a minute. All right.
You got it again.
I asked you, George Washington's wife's first
his name. His wife was Martha, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
And a boy named William might be called, when he's a little boy, they might call him
Billy.
Would you like to sit down and listen in? This is a very difficult question, as you can see. Man wanted to refer to, not Mr. Cooper, but his wife, he'd say, well, I'll have to go ask
Mrs. Cooper.
And your uncle married?
Married my aunt.
You might say it's not my aunt, it's... Not my aunt, but your...
I don't know what he's...
Well, after the combination of sounds of your...
My uncle married...
Use your here, that's all.
Huh?
Use the word your, that's all.
Your.
Now put it with aunt.
Your aunt.
You're picking up everything we say.
And, that's all right. Just for my benefit. I play it over afterwards. Dwight Eisenhower, before he became president, was in the Army. Well, his title was a five-star
general, I would admit.
Uh-huh. Now, if you ever have a name, these are funny, for a part-time preacher who's not a very good preacher, this is an interesting distribution of this word across the country. Now.
What do we call him?
He just fills in. He's sort of second rate, you know. they have different terms for this part across the country. You ever hear him called a jackleg preacher?
No.
Never used that one?
We never used that.
Yard axe?
A what?
Yard axe?
No.
No. Bible banger?
No.
Maybe you don't have a name around here.
No,
might be.
I don't think we do.
I haven't heard very many around here. These are mostly southern terms.
It might be from the southern states.
New England, too.
We probably call him a license pastor.
License pastor.
Yeah, I'll call it that.
Now, the man before whom the trial was conducted, he wears a black robe and he makes the...
He's a judge.
And the person who goes to school might be called a pupil, but he might be called a...
Student.
And the lady that takes dictation for the boss?
The secretary.
And what do you call the town officers here? You've got the mayor and the...
Aldermen, yes.
And you're not a Canadian, you're in...
I'm an American.
And the fellow who has brownish black skin, not a white man, he's a...
Dark man.
If you want to see him, you say, oh, you're not white, you're a...
Colored man. Negro.
Negro. And suppose you wanted to refer to him in a derogatory sense. Not to his face, obviously, but we've got to get rid of... Is there a term now? You represent... It doesn't have to be personal. You can represent whatever, what is used
around. I very hard ever used the word Negro. Nigger, I always address him as Negro. It kind of hurts me when anyone calls them Negro, a nigger, that dirty nigger.
Funny part of this, in some parts of the South, a Negro would rather be called a nigger than a Negro.
They would.
They're because the Negro in that area refers to, they switched around terms. It's interesting that this doesn't work this way.
What we call nigger, they call Negro.